interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
First, John will go to Japan. And last week, while schools were closed for winter vacation, a man, accompanied by his girlfriend, snuck into a middle school with the goal of recovering some contraband. The two managed to get inside one of the school's staff rooms before an employee who was on the premises heard them talking loudly and called the police to report some intruders. The cops show up, and they're asking, well, okay, what are you doing here? And the guy says, well, you know, it's not like they're going to call their parents or anything. This guy is 63 years old. His girlfriend's 58. Both of them attended the middle school over 40 years ago.
And they're looking for what?
Well, he says he didn't say what, but he said he had something taken from him when he was in middle school, and he never got it back. They're like wondering, well, what is it? Is it some kind of girly magazine? Is it some trading cards?
Yeah. Gotta be something embarrassing.
Game Boy or something, you know? Who knows what was going on in there? But they ended up busting into the school, and then they said to him, well, wouldn't something more, normal be calling the school and asking if the teacher is still working there and if you can get your stuff back?
Yeah.
Anyways, they're considering the guy's age and everything and the fact that they were intoxicated at the time of their arrest, they're deciding whether or not to press charges against the two. But he said something got taken from him in middle school, and he was looking to get the stuff back over 40 years later.
Maybe I should call my old high school and see if they have my Walkman that they confiscated.
Did they take one
from 1982. You? All right, and then there's a family in Russia that has a 27-pound house cat.
I saw this thing.
Now, to put this into some kind of context for you, the average house cat weighs 8 pounds. This thing's not fat. It's just like large. It's like...
It's a Maine Coon cat.
Brad, I would say it's not as big as a Labrador, but it's... Give me another dog...
Like a collie?
Maybe a collie. It's 27 pounds.
And this with the fur, you know, kind of looks even bigger. Yeah,
this is close to a world record. It's only like a half pound away or so from the world record, so it is expected to beat the world record because this cat is only 22 months old and is expected to grow for another 2 years. But the owners say when friends and acquaintances come to the house, the cat's really good. He allows people to pet him And then when people come to the house for the first time, they, you know, if it's a serviceman or whatever, they think it's a dog. They cannot believe that this thing is a cat. Now, what about the mice? Those things. Stay out of that house.
There's nothing in there you need.
Don't go anywhere near it.
Trust me. Yeah, my friend Brad has two Maine Coons, and one of them, I think, is 18 pounds. One of them's 22, something like that. Gizmo. It is massive. It's bigger than this computer monitor.
That big?
It's huge.
At that size, they can change their own litter box.
That's right. And finally, it's a do as I say, not as I do message. There's a bunch of Canadian cyclists that are accusing Premier Doug Ford of driving in a snowstorm, telling people how to drive safely. Ontario and Quebec have been hit by major snowstorms, dangerous driving conditions all over the place, and Ford is the premier of Ontario. He heads the regional government for the province, and he appeared on Toronto's news station, CP24, to provide guidance on how people should stay safe while driving in the snow. But Premier Ford was speaking to the network while driving around the Toronto area, assisting drivers who had slid off the road. He's doing the thing while he's on his phone, you know. He says, I'm just out here picking people up, checking on people, he explained, periodically glancing down at his phone. Cars are stuck all over the place. I'm making sure people are safe in their cars. Anything I can do to help. And then, of course, people are like, you know what the problem is? Is that he's driving around talking about safe driving while he's on the phone. in the middle of a snowstorm.
He's the brother of that of the late notorious what was his name? Rob Ford.
Rob Ford.
Rob Ford.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was no friend of, you know, bicyclists and stuff. And there's a bunch of bicyclists that have kind of band together and are hitting him for this. They say, you'd think the premier would know something about distracted driving laws.
Yeah.
He quickly deleted that post from his social pages after that.
This is for him.